Fast and frequent testing is one of the best tools in the fight against COVID-19, and nursing homes are supposed to have that now. The federal government sent the machines to test staff on site. Problem solved, not in Kansas. Reporters Brian Grimmett and Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service explain.
Celia, the federal government has this plan to keep people safe by making nursing homes test all their staff for coronavirus regularly, anywhere from once a month to twice a week, depending on where they are. What's not working about this plan?
Right. So most Kansas nursing homes, they have to test all their staff weekly or twice a week. And the key to making that happen are these machines that the federal government is sending them. They're small, compact devices. You put a sample in, you wait 15 minutes. I mean, they're not as sensitive as tests done in labs, but they're faster and cheaper. And each nursing home is supposed to get one of these machines and a limited set of kits with it. But I found that more than 100 homes in Kansas still don't have them, and they don't know when they're going to get them. And the situation is really urgent because we've had 170 outbreaks in long-term care in Kansas. I mean, this is driving half of our COVID deaths in this state.
So we don't know when they'll arrive, but once they do, will that fix their problem?
Well, we can't count on that. The homes that have gotten the machine so far, they've already burned through their kits within a week or two, and they're on, you know, basically wait lists to get more, but they haven't gotten more yet. Logan Manor, that's a nursing home an hour north of Hayes, they're waiting for their machine, and the other home, and there's only one other home in their county, got its machine, but it ran out of kits in a week. So, you know, Teresa McComb, who runs Logan Manor, she's looking at the situation, and she's getting really nervous.
If we get 150 swabs, my preference would be to keep them and hide them and use them on people that are symptomatic, you know, so you can have a quicker answer right then.
Why are they so nervous about using them up?
Well, Logan Manor, for example, has had a bad experience so far getting testing done through private labs. They had an outbreak of coronavirus over the summer. Dozens of people tested positive and 8 people died. They tried different labs, you know, trying to get fast results. And one of the labs in Wichita took nearly 2 weeks to give them results.
I am not opposed at all to testing as often as they think that we should test. Like, that's fine. I do not want to get COVID in our building again. It is horrible to have, and I don't wish it upon anybody.
So what happens if homes don't ever get the machines? Or maybe they get the machines, but then they run out of kits.
Well, then the federal government expects them to turn to private labs because no matter what, they're supposed to keep up that pace of testing all their staff. But the cost of that is going to add up really fast.
How much are we talking about here?
The prices vary, but a common price tag seems to be in, you know, around $100 per test. Brewster Place, that's a nursing home in Topeka, they've been doing the math. Right now, they test once a week. They're worried they might end up having to test twice a week. I mean, that would, you know, they say that that would eventually drive them out of business. So you're talking about easily more than $1 million over the next year. It's akin to the cost of their entire nursing payroll. Joe Ewert is the CEO of Brewster Place.
I mean, they might as well have told me to land all my residents on the moon as to come up with that amount of money for this.
Brewster Place did get a machine, but it already ran out of the kits for it. And honestly, their machine is already straining anyway.
I don't believe it was built to run, you know, 45 to 50, you know, or 90 hours a week. It usually goes down on us a couple times a week. You know, it's cool, but it's not a mass testing device.
Because keep in mind, Brewster has to do all its staff on that little machine. So that's 200 employees per round.
Wow, that's a lot of tests per week. Celia, thanks for filling us in.
That was reporters Brian Grimmett and Celia Yopis-Jepson. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMEW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.